Everyone knows it's difficult to build affordable housing in Hawaii, although demand remains sky high. By one estimate, the state needs 65,000 new units by 2025. So, let's say you're a developer and you want to build some affordable housing. We now know it's more efficient to pick an already developed area, so you don't have to worry about hooking into utilities like water and sewer. But if you don't pick the right design, your new building will become really expensive, which drives up the price of each unit. So you need to keep costs down. Step one, go big.
You always want to maximize height.
Michael Vacchio is with the Honolulu-based private equity firm JL Capital.
The higher you go, the lower the cost per gross square foot goes. A lot of the cost of these towers is actually in the base of the tower.
Taller buildings mean more units to distribute the cost of construction. There are extra costs like elevators, but Vacchio says to sell units cheaply, builders need to go high. What's inside also matters.
You limit your three bedrooms, they're harder to sell. You want to do two bedrooms because they pay for the project. Studios and ones go very, very quick. In a higher density building like this, you want to put mainly studios and one bedrooms.
Amenities like pools and elaborate exterior facades also drive up construction costs. But even a simple building design can get expensive in Hawaii.
This is a tough city to do construction in.
Michael Young with the local contractor Albert C. Kobayashi says Hawaii is one of the top five most expensive places in the U.S. to do construction. There's a limited supply of skilled labor, and most building materials need to be shipped in. Much of it comes from China, now subject to price-increasing tariffs imposed by the Trump administration. Given those challenges, Young says it's difficult to finance and build housing that can be truly affordable for regular people.
I think we would have to find ways to partner with different stakeholders. I think this is a difficult challenge for one industry to undertake.
Different incentives are used to offset some of those costs. The state offers tax credits for developers to build affordable units. Earlier this year, the city and county of Honolulu passed a law relaxing some building restrictions for low-cost housing projects. And State Senator Stanley Chang wants to lower costs by allowing developers to build housing on unused public land, a model inspired by Singapore's approach to national housing. Chang plans to introduce his housing plan in January, when state lawmakers reconvene. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.